Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Hi, Iz.
How are you sick?
There's these things called sinuses, okay?
Yes.
And they run, apparently, behind your eye.
Right, right.
Or down under your eye. And right now, to touch my cheekbone, it feels like I jumped on a cactus with my face.
Face first onto a cactus, huh?
It hurts. I'm here, though.
Thank you.
Despite all odds.
Despite all odds. A champion. A true survivor.
No, despite all odds.
Oh.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
I got some kind of chancre on my upper lip. It looks like I've been licking doorknobs.
Okay, so if you look at the word chancre, it looks like a pretty elegant word, right? A pretty, comma, elegant word.
Kind of. Like, to me, it's like when a grenade gets in your foxhole.
What do you mean?
It's a chancre.
Isn't that called fragging when you kill a superior officer?
It's akin to a clinker.
It's a clinker. It's yes. It's akin to and is a clinker. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know, but chancre. It looks like it's supposed to be chancre.
True.
Yeah, it's weird. Like if it was spelled S-H-A-N-K-E-R, like Shanker, then it would be fine. Then it would be the lowly thing that it's supposed to.
I think it's the guys that work the ropes at PGA tournaments.
I don't know. I was going to go into a whole thing. Like I couldn't go to a PGA tournament because I'd be worried about being beaned. But I imagine they're professionals and they're not like me. They can keep the ball in the fairway.
Condi Rice is playing.
What?
Condoleezza Rice like knocked a bitch out at some golf tournament here a week or so ago.
Did she? Oh, wow.
Yeah, real bad.
Huh. Well, that's good. Good. Good for her.
Four iron of mass destruction.
Man, it's going to be spring before we know it.
Oh, I just noticed that it's still light out.
I know, right?
We were recording early.
Yeah, that is. It is rare for us to do it, but yeah.
With the lights on outdoors, nonetheless.
Well, you know.
Coming to you with the lights on.
Oh, yeah. Well, the sun is basically God's nightlight. By which I mean God is primarily a nocturnal being.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
He probably just does 5 o'clock somewhere every time, you know?
Well, you know. If I was God, I'd be wicked blazed all the time.
I'd be wasted.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say blazed?
Blazed, yeah. Just gone.
You're one of those, huh?
Whatever it is. I don't know. I'm not even a drug person. I'm not a main guy of drugs. It's just if I was God, you know, what of it? Although I'm not a main guy of drugs.
Don't confuse me for a kingpin, please.
Exactly. No. It's just, well, I suppose he would have the delirium of the infinite. But if he is infinite, could God create a nug so dank that even he couldn't smoke it?
That was my mind.
Okay, cool. Huh.
I think a tree fell in the forest.
A tree falls in the forest after God takes the stinkiest bong rip.
The world ends. The world ends when God makes a nug he cannot smoke.
Jeez. Is nug a thing? Is that one unit of marijuana?
No, I think that a nug is like a yeah. Sure. I don't know what to call it. Like, you know how marijuana kind of grows in like little cones?
Kind of. Like I've seen.
Yeah, it's
I've
like one little chunk, like a chicken nugget size.
Okay.
That's why they call it nugs.
Is it held together by resin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, some dank resin.
Okay, so the dankest of resins.
Sure.
Could I use that for like auto body work?
An old pipe is called a resonator.
Oh, okay. What about a new pipe?
Well.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I never saw anybody spend a lot of money on a piece.
I don't know. All of the ones
they were always throwaways.
All of the ones that I've seen in real life have been like soup's ugly. But, you know. So this is episode 105 of our program, Chris?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I don't know if you heard that whistle.
Well, it is the end of the day at the rock quarry, Fred. Yabba Dabba podcast. Yeah. What was that whistle?
Oh, it was a text message from a customer.
Oh, okay. That reminds me. I need to, A, put my phone on vibrate, and B, put it away from the microphone.
B, do my job.
You know, just one of those things.
That's
yeah.
All it is.
This is my name's Cole.
I'm Chris.
And this is Those Damn Ross Kids. We're here to entertain your asses. This is like if Radiolab had lower production values and wasn't intended to blow your mind, but just make you feel some disdain for the general way things are going. I'm kind of back on the end of the world tip after that fucking meteor, man.
Ooh, super scary.
Yeah, like I didn't see any videos of it until yesterday. You know, most of my news.
But you didn't even know it happened.
I didn't. You said like, "Hey, here's that meteor."
And hey, remember and that time?
I knew
what?
I knew about them. Remember that time when a huge space rock almost obliterated us all?
Like a meteor hit my world?
Yeah. Yeah.
3 days after it hit our world, Cole.
Yeah. Well, remember that meteor that came and canceled the show Dinosaurs? This was going to be like that, except it was cancel the show Humans.
Sure.
Who's the skeleton? I'm the skeleton.
Oh, the land after time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I knew about the one that like near missed us, right? Like it was the gigantic one. But I guess like it just buzzed the tower.
No, Maverick.
That's what they called it, right? Maverick? I thought it had a weird name. It was like
the for speed. Top Gun's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. It is. Take my breath away, Chris. No. I knew about the one that was a near miss, and it was like number 2012, which was real cute. And then you said like, hey, that one that hit, and I was like, oh, the one that near missed? No, you said the one that hit, and I was like, huh, that's weird. I looked at videos like, Jesus Lord. Like the videos of it is like, you know, usually my appreciation, my awe for nature is really subdued. Right. You know, just kind of like you're watching something, you know, you're watching a David Attenborough's Stupid Earth, you know, about some kind of dumb bird or something. You're like, oh, that's kind of neat. Or like, oh, the human circulatory system is pretty complicated. Great. You know, but then
why aren't these pandas DTF?
Exactly. But this
just fuck pandas for Christ's sake.
Just go into each other.
Do you want this to be it, really? You want to go out on you.
It's the end of the line. Oh man. But then you're casually browsing and you see a video of the sky exploding. I don't know. It was the closest thing that I think I could possibly have to a religious experience with my pants on.
It's like that time I ate a bunch of sunflower seeds and sat on the toilet with an Andromeda strain.
I don't even get it. What do sunflower seeds have to do with Andromeda?
They bind me up, man. Oh, you think okay. All the oil in those things would just slide right through you.
Mm, yeah.
I eat the shells.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Nope. Learn that.
Learned that one. Oh, man.
Should be a t-shirt.
Why is your...
Learned that.
Learned that.
Wait, that's why, a graduation.
Why is your
/ parole hearing?
Why is your rectum so abrased? Well, learn that.
Long story. Ever been to Little League?
Jesus.
Yeah, not like that. Different. I was an adult.
A whole different thing.
I was the adult. No, it's got to be your bull.
It's got to be your bull. I can't tell you how many times I have I've referenced that recently. I don't know. I feel like I'm settling into like one set of really salient references that I lean into over and over again.
Well, that's becoming an adult.
Okay. Yeah. This is where everything gets like ossified, right?
No, an adult.
Oh, okay. An adult. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
That's clear.
Okay. Hopefully by now. I'm just groping my way through this existence.
Do you find it difficult to drink out of the SodaStream bottle?
The bottle itself?
Yes.
I did it initially, but then I realized that I was reusing it, and I figured I could get away with washing it less if I just poured it into a glass like a human, you know?
No.
Well, if you're putting your mouth...
Because you wipe when you poop, does that mean you don't wash your ass every time you get in the shower?
I don't wash the bottles after every single use, whereas...
I rinse.
Whereas I was... Well, yeah, you rinse.
Yeah.
I'm not a barbarian. Not an animal. I'm not a barbarian animal.
Wow, we are off. We don't use the same words. We just use the same ideas.
Exactly. I'm not like a grizzly bear wandering around with a battle axe and a loincloth. However much,
I'm not a Yeti with a log. I come in peace.
I come in peace. A Yeti with a log who is a soda enthusiast.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Samsung made a refrigerator that actually shoots out SodaStream. It's built in.
Oh, wow. I could see that being really useful. But like, how do you, like, so is it just like it's built in, so you have to take the canister in more often, or
you have to take the whole fridge in? It's like there's a SodaStream dispenser in the door.
Mm.
In that you screw your bottle into the ice maker.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Wow. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Tits. It's like $4,000 though.
Well, you know, it's a luxury item.
I love my pop.
The space pen used to be military only. Now you can buy one for $10 on Amazon. You know,
awesome. Never pass out hanging upside down.
Most of the time.
let me tell you about my novel.
Let me tell you. But yeah, no,
don't worry. It's short.
Eventually, it'll be.
It's abrupt.
It's very.
It trails off at the
end. It's more of a novella, and by novella I mean pamphlet. Yeah, no, I could see
that's
that.
Funny,
but one of the biggest inconveniences of the SodaStream is waiting for the bottle to chill.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, like I've got the two bottles, and you know if I'm
see,
having,
I have four.
You have four. That's probably four. A smart idea,
isn't it? Though.
Yeah.
No, I've only used two. But I have two in the cupboard that makes me feel good.
That you have two in the cupboard that are going to expire if you don't use them anyway.
That is an old wives' tale.
What, that the bottles expire?
Yes.
Is that like sneakers? Okay, so shoes.
Is that like sneakers? No, not in any way.
Okay. No. Okay. So what?
Shoes don't expire. Neither does Motrin.
The. Neither does milk. No, what I've heard about sneakers and shoes is the rubber degrades at the same rate no matter if you use it or not. And
oh, they yellow. That's right.
Well, they yellow, but they also get brittle. Right.
I worked at a shoe store.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, remember? Yeah, you did.
The
yeah,
one where
the
I knocked your ass out.
What's that?
The one where I knocked your ass out.
Oh, mom. That was the second. That was the second shoe store. You've worked.
That was the first, and then I was employed there again.
Oh, okay. So you went from one shoe store to the other shoe store.
Well, the other store was predominantly, ghetto like apparel.
Well, yeah, like you were selling the Force Ones,
the Force Ones with the fit and the hat.
Yeah, yeah, but
it was the whole thing.
Yeah, and you had me in there to help you out one day, and you were playing my Eels music over the PA.
That's right.
People were like, "What the fuck is this?"
It's a motherfucker.
Exactly.
Here without you,
but no. So because I'm psychotic and because I can only wear the one type of shoe, Skecher Alley Cat Dark Brown. I usually have two pair at any given time: one that I wear and one that is waiting in the wings. Right,
and they're in the cupboard and making you feel good.
Exactly. Right, but yeah. I went like a long time. You know, just like it was an old pair that had been in the cupboard for a while, not in the cupboard, the closet. I guess the closet is a type of cupboard. So they call it a cupboard because it's a board for your cups, right?
The cups rest on that board. Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. No. So I had them in there and like, usually these shoes last about 8 to 9 months. These lasted me about 4 to 5 before just like the sole cracked down the middle and all of the tread was gone.
And then you cried.
Well, then I went and bought the same. You cried more. Again. Well, you know, it didn't rise above the baseline white noise level of my weeping in general. Man, you did knock my ass the fuck out at that store. Yeah. You
through a door.
you had me put on the kickboxing equipment. Oh, yeah. Do you remember when we got drunk in your backyard and put on the kickboxing equipment and you punched me over a wood pile?
That was fun.
It was really cool.
And then my roommate decided to teach me a lesson.
Your roommate fucking laid you out is what he did.
Oh, it was bad news. Bad news bears. I wish I was over the wood pile.
Well, I was more worried because there was a bonfire there. I didn't want to fall into the bonfire.
Most good stories end with someone burning.
Exactly. Well, I was possessed at the time.
Most stories I listened to.
I was possessed at the time by the spirits. By which I mean 7 and 7, which I'm actually drinking right now.
Is that what you're drinking?
Yeah, I remember.
That was the 7-7 era.
Yeah.
Never hit the third 7. It was not a winner.
Well, I'm still waiting for the third 7.
Keep it up.
Waiting for the third 7.
Keep it up.
I don't know if I want to. It's so hard sometimes.
Can I tell you a story?
You can.
All right. There is a lady. Let's call her a lady for
off
now.
To a good start.
Maria Luis del Rosario.
Luis.
She goes by
the
internet porn name Zara Angel of the porn site burningangel.com.
Oh, no.
She got a tattoo as a tribute to the Beatles. More specifically, a famous Beatles lyric.
Okay.
Let it be. She quote says, I'm into anal sex, definitely. I got it because we got drunk, and it was just a really funny idea, and my friend said he'd do it for free. I sat on it for a couple days and was finally like, man, I'm going to get a butthole tattoo.
Oh, no.
That says, let it be, with the bumblebee flying out of my anus.
Let it be-e-e?
Yes. It hurt really bad. It's the most painful tattoo ever, but it was quick, so it wasn't that terrible. It hurt a lot in the crack. Once it went onto my ass cheek, it wasn't that bad. I'm keeping my butthole tattoo forever. That tattoo is awesome.
Like
that tattoo is still going to look awesome when I'm 80, when my butthole has 15 hemorrhoids.
Jesus.
And she looks so innocent.
Does she?
She does.
Okay, what's her name? I'm going to Google image this.
She's sitting in a library.
But she's sitting on something.
She's sitting. Yeah. she does all the classics.
What's her
hang
name?
Hang on, I'll send you the link.
Well, no, it won't go
I don't want you. I don't want you to dip into that.
Well, I can do a podcast with an erection, Chris. What's her name?
No.
Oh, don't Maria?
I sent you the link.
It doesn't go to the computer that I'm looking at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maria Luis, L-O-U-I-S-E.
Yep, no, I got it. I got it.
Del Rosario.
God, she doesn't look innocent at all. Look at that face. She is determined. It looks like she's trying to...
do what she's doing?
Well, I know what she's doing.
Well, it looks like she's doing what she's doing, actually.
Yeah, it looks like she's getting the tattoo put on her
butt. When she's in a long-sleeve t-shirt and a choker, she looks pretty normal.
Jesus.
I didn't say choke collar. I said choker.
Yeah.
She's from the Southwest.
Well, she's got those nipple clamps on, which is pretty neat.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that a picture of somebody having a plastic bag put over their head?
No, it's giving birth to a puppy in a bag.
Okay, cool. I don't know. Like,
puppy in a sack? Not me neither.
Man, that's a... I'm down with non-visible tattoos, but that's a little bit too non-visible.
Well,
I don't like
the secrets we keep.
Is that for close-ups?
I think it's for okay.
It's for close-ups.
Here's my theory.
Okay,
there's certain things you do for yourself, and if you're a porn star, there's very little that no one knows.
Right.
So it's just for you.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, that's good for her.
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyway, I got drunk and decided, hey, I'm going to get a butthole tattoo.
Jeez. Jesus.
It's like, gonna look good when I'm 80. No, it isn't.
Not really.
Not like, so much. Like unless you're quitting now.
Like yeah, not to be gross. Regular tattoos get like wicked weird if you know once the skin stretches and goes weird, right?
Yeah, hey, I've looked for tattoos. I've actively pursued tattoos for you and I to get like identical tattoos or something in the okay. same. And I can't find anything I want on me.
Right. So not like never mind one that you would that you would get on you.
Like I might get the crow with the dynamite. Like that. That's probably like the closest I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I would probably do that. Yeah. It's just a like
you
a,
would.
I have other.
I turn 30 Saturday.
You do. I'm going to be there.
Do you want to go get TDRK tattoos?
I don't want to get a tattoo.
Let's just think about it.
Okay, well, think about it.
Let's put a pin in it.
Let's put a pin in that.
Not a needle.
Let's put a pin in that grenade. Yeah. No, well, now some listener's going to like dare us. This is in the record.
I've never been kin to a dare.
What?
But if you and I got dared together, we would be kin.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying. But I've like had ideas for tattoos that I want, but
really,
yeah, well, yeah, but like none of
it's
like
it's like the sanitary issue for you, isn't it?
It would have to be somebody that I trust.
The Hep and the HIV,
yeah, a little bit. Like it's
so you have a friend that you would let do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough.
What's that?
I said enough said.
Yeah, I have a friend that I would let do.
I know who that is.
I have a friend who would kill me if I got a tattoo and it wasn't her. So
her. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Needle play.
M4F needle play a must. 420 a deal breaker.
420 a must. Okay with dogs, a must.
Me strapped to a chair. You holding an instrument of death. Yeah.
Us both wearing capris, a must.
Capris. Capricinos. Cachinos. Yeah.
Hit me up before the shamrock shake goes away, a must.
You're putting like a lot of stipulations on this.
Well, like, you know, I'm very particular.
In general.
As I went through a McDonald's drive-thru today, which is why I saw that the shamrock shake was back.
It is Lent.
It's that time.
It used to be we had fish
bites available in Happy Meal also.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness Gross. Sakes. Russian God.
Russian God. That's like that's code for condensed silverfish, right?
Remember when McDonald's broke the Cold War and like sent ships to the Northern Atlantic?
Well, they had to.
They were fish tossers.
They had to turn them into bites so they could fit them through the chinks in the Iron Curtain.
Hey.
Well, what?
Asian Americans.
Okay. Jesus. Man. I don't know. What's that?
Who are you?
Me?
Yeah, chinks.
Well, that wasn't referring to people of Asian descent. I was referring to I always picture the Iron Curtain as being made of chainmail for some reason.
It's really weird.
I know.
Like
right?
When you describe those two fish in the tank as giving each other googly eyes. What?
What?
Googly eyes.
Oh yeah. Well, that was you know I was misinformed.
Sure.
And those gentlemen performed a lot of karate on me, so I learned my lesson really quick.
You named your one man band.
Marker. You keep on trying to get that through, like that one particular thing. But
I watched Gran Torino. Soon.
Oh man! So speaking of matters crotchal, or you know matters of the fundament,
crotchal adjacent,
crotch adjacent matters,
which is how I would advertise my dick.
Crotch adjacent. It's a little askew.
I'm not going to say it's head front, but
Jesus. So, if you had to guess how much,
$7,
no, the increase in, personal grooming injuries, jumped between 2002 and, 2010. specifically related to, you know, hedge trimming, as it were, making the landing strip, you know, just kind of going nuts down there vis-a-vis the shrubbery.
Okay.
Give me a number. Just how much?
Increase between when?
2002 and 2010.
27%.
No. How about 500%?
What the what?
Five times. Study from the University of California at San Francisco. An estimated...
Oh, well, that's it.
An estimated 2,500 grooming mishaps a year in 2010 is what it got up to. Those are cuts, burns, gashes, rashes. Okay? So, like, burns wax from people trying to self-administer like a Brazilian. Quote, we actually found that 3% of all genitourinary injuries were related to grooming practices.
How many?
3% of all...
Well, that's not...
Well, I mean, just think of all the crazy shit people do to their junk. You know, like, compared, like, well, like, you know, 1% are just from people stomping on them with high heels. Says the author of the study.
And paying for it.
I think the message of this is something that general practitioners and urologists should be aware of. Like, hey, dudes out there, you're going to have people coming in who, like, scalded their junk.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Cut?
Not like clean shaved, but, you know, kept it under control as, like, a hygiene issue.
Well, for you, that, I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No.
Pretty stop.
I am a very hairy gentleman, just as a matter of
gentleman. Really? You're in the needle play. Come on.
Yes. I
can a lady get a break?
Can a lady get a break? Oh man. 70 to 88% of young women in the U.S. partially or fully remove their pubic hair. Whereas males, both gay and straight.
Did we talk about this?
No. 58%, between 58 and 78%. So, like, it's closer.
We didn't talk about this, about, like, crabs just being and not a thing anymore.
Oh, we did. But yeah, I don't know if those numbers
came
to
light. There's no more pubes.
Pubes. As go the pubes, so go the crabs.
Sure. I mean, there's a study. It's a reality TV. It's called Pube Island.
Well, see
what happens when 12 strangers are stranded up in Pube Island. Things get real.
Shit gets weird.
Shit gets itchy on Pube Island.
God. Do you know how they got them there?
No.
By plane. Do you know where they landed?
Where?
The landing strip.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't say it was a good joke.
Oh, it's not really a full circle. It's more like a Pac-Man throat.
Well, no, here's my worry vis-a-vis the crab issue, right? So, you know how, like, antibiotic soap, you know, just everything, we're creating these super bugs, right? You know,
sure.
MRSA and such, you know, flesh eating, all those kind of things. Like, what are we doing with these crabs? We're taking away their habitats, but we're just making sure that the hardiest of them survive and procreate, right? So eventually we're just going to, like, wake up and there's going to be an Alaskan king crab just, like, resting on our junk, you know, smoking a cigarette saying, what up? I'm here now.
You're out of beer.
Deal with it. Shitter's clogged.
Shitter's full. Yeah, basically. That's where we're heading.
Yeah.
So anytime you want to make that nug, God.
We're fucked.
Anytime you'd like to make that nug.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. There's something happening on the internet.
Oh, the internet is the new city that never sleeps.
It's called Bang with Friends.
Oh, yeah. This is where you can tell friends that you want to bang them.
Yeah. It's the latest attempt to mount a viable casual sex app for straight people. The logo for this features a male silhouette entering a lady silhouette from behind.
Okay.
So far, no one has come close to translating the cultural relevance of Grindr.
Yes, Grindr with no E. A
wildly successful location-based hookup app for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Even Grindr itself, which launched its own straight app called Blender in 2011, has failed to recreate the magic for straights.
But like straights, that man, we're not a community. Like, straights aren't a community.
We have no unifying.
No, there's like nothing. There's nothing binding us. We're men without a country.
Well, there is something binding us, but it's not working.
No.
Now, the conventional wisdom is that women are to blame. Straight ladies just don't have the appetite for one night stands.
Right.
Or they fear the physical risks of heading to bed with a stranger they've met online.
Right.
Or they have too many willing sex partners in the real world to bother with fielding virtual ones.
Right. Like they're not playing the same game.
Women are just not, they're not signing up for the game.
No, they don't have to play the game. They don't have to play Risk. They're out there just, you know, commanding troops directly into their love orifices.
And they say even Brenda, the lesbian hookup app.
Brenda.
Hey, I thought everyone munch rug called Brenda.
I thought that Brenda
was like
the
perfect. That's a perfect lesbian name, dude.
Brenda's the
Brenda.
Brenda's the Japanese blender. Oh God!
Which Brenda was thought up by a clone by a guy who made a clone of Grindr called Bender.
Okay.
Yeah, which I think that's a Grindr is a good name.
Uh-huh.
But for a gay men's sex site, Bender is just tops.
Well. You know that
I hate my parents. I'm going on a bender.
Well, you know that bender is slang for homosexuals in Britain, right?
I don't really care about that.
I'm using
it in the context of like, I am calling off on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going on a bender.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go to the hospital and say, give me the Stewart.
Give me the Stewart. I want Stewart. Can I get a Stewart injection? Oh man, can I get a heaping steaming help in a stew?
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know. Definitely to like chicks, if they want to bang, they just have to walk outside and say, "Hey, does anybody want to bang?" I feel filthy making that kind of generalization. And I'm sure that there are women who are having trouble, you know, getting laid, but I don't think it's nearly on the level that like dudes are. Just in popular perception as a general rule. Like look at Craigslist casual encounters, right? All the dudes are like just like in earnest. They're just, I'm going to put this up here and see who bites. But if you look at like, you know, F for M, it's all call girls. It's all escort services.
Maybe in a city like yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in the climate that I exist.
Well, like didn't you look at the F for M and find the casual encounters or the
women seeking men.
So, something like that. Like either casual
like the dating one where it's like, you know, ugly girls that want a soulmate.
Just like any of them. Like you were telling me the story, like you were looking on Craigslist for fun as you do, and you saw the cashier at the local grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the end of the story, but just that just shows how like small the pond is up there.
Well, sure. But I mean, I've never seen anybody in the casual encounters that I do.
Oh, okay. So I guess women for men. Right.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah, so straights just don't play by the same rules.
No.
Well, like there are no rules to the game, really.
To the gay game,
or maybe there are two. There, okay, so there are no rules for the gay game, and I think that they just know, right? Man, I feel so weird saying like they in context of gay people. So if there are any gay people, like I apologize for my insensitivity.
Well, let's talk about black gays then.
I'm not trying to.
Maybe
other...
you'll feel more comfortable talking about black gays. Say they.
I'm not. I'm not trying to otherize you, but there are different. It's just there are different dynamics.
Yeah,
I say this as an unattractive straight person, so you know,
mostly in reflectivity to the sun.
I don't know. This is a real sexy episode.
Not gonna go there, are you?
What do you mean?
No, just the racial thing.
Oh, okay.
Not gonna bite.
Nope. I didn't even hear what you. I mean, I heard it, but I didn't like register.
Sure. Okay. No, I get it. No, yeah. If there's anybody that gets it, I do.
How much pop do you drink in a given day, Chris?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, if you could quantify it, like, routinely.
Probably. Well, what's pop?
Okay, soda water doesn't count because it's just water that has bubbles in it.
Okay.
Okay. So
what about SodaStream Diet Energy?
That counts as pop because it has caffeine in it. Yeah, you drink 2 liters of that a day?
Okay. Yeah, the SodaStream bottle, yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah. I drink probably 2 cans of Coke Zero a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about 2 gallons?
Oh, is this the bitch that died from Coke?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
The woman in New Zealand.
Well, she was probably a perfectly nice lady. But
yeah. she was a woman who did something dumb. Man, that's not fair. Yep, 31 years old, mother of 8 kids, died of a heart attack.
So she is dumb. 8 kids. What a nut.
Just contributing to the biomass of the planet.
Didn't even own a farm. Owned a kid farm.
Owned a kid farm. She was selling them for Coke.
Good Lord.
But not if the only, Coke you think.
If only she'd have lasted until she got voted on to Pube Island.
To Pube Island. Everything would have made sense. They don't have anything. Any
everything makes sense on Pube Island.
I wish I could go to Pube Island.
Up is down, left is right.
Yeah. 2 gallons. Regular Coke, because she didn't like the taste of diet or caffeine-free varieties. Coca-Cola.
And Coke said, whoa.
Nobody should do that.
Coke. And then doctor said, yeah.
And Coke was like, well, chocolate and sweet tea have caffeine in them. Because, you know, as a response to this, kind of like, hey, maybe we should say how many, you know, milligrams of caffeine are in this.
They respond like Hank Hill.
Well, yeah. Damn it. I'm watching that again. It's fun.
Well, damn it, Australia.
Damn it, New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, thus concludes bad Hank Hill impression.
The rest of the hour.
What that?
Okay. Yeah. So, So
I'm doing that also.
You're doing what?
The King of the Hill reboot.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, you have Netflix, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have 3 words. Well, 2 words and like a fake word. House of Cards. Do it.
Oh, they've been pushing that for a while.
Oh, do it, Cole.
Is, like, what is it? Is it a drama?
It's Kevin Spacey at his most hetero.
I didn't know he is a man in this show. He is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not like inside the actor's studio where he could have been a woman. In this show, watch it.
Okay.
Binge on it. Take all 13 in. Like you were a Kevin Spacey.
Is it good?
Oh, it's prime. Watch it all in a day.
Okay. I'll need to wait until I have a day to do it.
Well, you don't have to watch it all in a day.
Oh, okay.
This isn't like Mad Men. I really want you to do this.
Okay, cool. Huh. I don't know. So are we done talking about caffeine?
Make sure I don't have a story that lines up with that. No, we're not done.
We're not?
Nope. There's a man named Mike and a lady named Trina. They don't believe in drinking coffee because they think it's bad for their health.
Oh, Mormons.
So they give themselves coffee enemas. 100 coffee enemas per month each.
That's more than 3 a day.
That's 4 to 5 a day.
Oh, no.
Which, factoring in planning and prep time, takes up approximately 4 to 5 hours of their day. Trina says, I had a lot of stomach problems, digestive problems with my kidney and liver. I started research, and it led me to coffee enemas, and I really started feeling the benefit. I felt like I was living for the first time in years. Really, Trina? Really?
For real?
I love the way it makes me feel, she adds. It gives me a sense of euphoria.
And because you're mainlining a stimulant.
Her husband initially thought it was disgusting. Once he tried it, he was also hooked. The two have had at least 6,000 coffee enemas combined, saying we can't live without them.
Well, yeah, because they're dependent on the caffeine.
a doctor says, the bottom line is there is not any beneficial bottom line. Well, it's going to get worse. The bottom line is there is not any beneficial effect, and there is some risk associated with any enema, particularly using coffee. Whenever you are inserting something in the rectum, there is a danger of causing a tear in the lining. Overusing enemas can sometimes lead to dehydration, and it can basically lead to decrease in bowel function.
So, this is my colostomy. It's an import and an outport, just like my formerly functional. Before my regular outport was turned into pure scar tissue.
At least you forget I've had a colostomy.
I know. I'm just saying. Like,
I've had a rectum on my side.
Grown adults. It's kind of like, yeah.
Which is who has those.
What's that?
Grown adults generally have those.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like, okay, I empty it, and then I just drive into Starbucks and get an iced. It's invigorating, you know?
Well, an iced enema.
Yeah, just a nice enema? No, an iced enema.
No, an iced enema.
It's like I'm a member of the Polar Bear Club, except, you know, inside out. Pop. Yeah. Yeah, that is something else.
Sure.
Man, yeah, that's no, like anytime you introduce something like that into the, you know, your body is an ecosystem, you know. You've got all kinds of flora inside of you. Like, sure. our body is like 10% human cells, and the rest of it is like bacteria cells that are just kind of like making up the rest of us, right? And a lot of those are helpful bacteria in the colon. And if you mess that up, you basically you're dependent on all kinds of other things because your body can't help itself anymore. It can't help.
I mean, the fruit bats that normally live in your butt.
Yeah.
Scream over the loudspeaker. Price check on prune juice.
I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
It's from Fern Gully.
Oh, okay, that gets it. Yeah, where Robin Williams plays a rapping bat,
fruit bat. Yeah,
a rapping bat.
That also is on Netflix. Thank you.
Is it?
Oh, my Outlook just chimed.
Huh, I heard it. It kind of ruined the show. Thank you.
No, you did.
Yeah, I'm really bad at. I'm really bad at this thing that I do a lot.
Nah, yeah, no. You'd think you'd be better at it.
Yeah, you know.
No, so. I would. I mean, I'm not holding you to it.
Well, yeah, your progress is disappointing.
Terrible person.
So I don't know how to get into this. Do you remember Palm OS?
Yes.
Not Web OS. Palm OS. Like,
no,
was,
I know you're talking
that was on
about,
the yeah. Trio.
Well, it was on a lot of Palm devices.
Yeah,
the Palm 5, the Palm 4.
Yeah. Well, you could get apps for that.
The Palm 3.5.
Well, yeah. That, it was it,
the Palm 2.75.
Palm 3.5. Chris.
The Palm 1.
You're betraying your ignorance here. No.
The fist before the palm bloomed.
Oh yeah. That was poetic, Chris. I like that last
Thank
one.
You. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Did you know you could buy apps for that? Apps aren't an Apple thing.
No.
They're not.
Apple executed them on a wide scale.
Oh, yeah. Apple popularized them.
Yeah. You could get like a calculator for Palm.
Yeah.
Or Pong for Palm.
Palm Pong.
Or Palm Reader for Palm, yeah. Which opened PDFs and told you the future.
So you could say that like
no, you need to give that more credit because it deserved it.
Okay,
Palm Reader for Palm.
I was just
open moving. PDFs and told you the future.
I don't even know. Yeah. I was working on the segue. So you could say that like you could say that, you know, Apple's kind of like the Beatles, right? They came along and they took music that was made popular by the likes of, you know, Little Richard and Chubby Checker. And, you know, just kind of like, hey, that was rock and roll, but this is rock and roll, right? Well, Chubby Checker, he couldn't get his revenge on the Beatles, but he's taking out his revenge on Palm.
Oh, you made it.
More accurately, HP. There we go. It was a walk. I don't.
No, that was an Iditarod. I have no idea how you got from one to the other. I knew where you were going. I read the article. I know exactly what it's all about.
Okay.
I almost interjected.
Can you?
But I thought, there's no way.
There's
he's not going to get there.
He's not going to bridge this gap. He's going to ask me for help.
But he did. No, I don't. No. I'm not like disparaging you in any way.
No,
I just didn't
no.
think that you would get there.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate your admiration. So Chubby Checker is suing HP for $500 million.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah.
Just disbelief is not admiration.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they're suing what?
Chubby Checker is suing HP for $500 million because of an app that was put out on their app store. It was a 99-cent app called the Chubby Checker. You see, because some people call erect penises chubbies.
Sure they do.
Yeah. and I guess you could call me a chubby chaser.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, there we are. No, I'm not a chubby chaser. so the function of the app, it was a very simple app, and there are actually many apps that are kind of like it.
Oh god.
Yeah, right. Do you want to get it out? Do you want to get the poison?
Yeah,
out?
I kind of do though.
Okay.
There's really, really skinny redneck guys that are in love with really, really big women.
Oh yeah, like Honey Boo Boo, right?
Fupa Loopas.
They're Lupa for Fupas. For those of you who do not know what a Fupa
really
is,
okay, small next to those Fupas.
Can you just? I just want. If it starts raining, you can just hide under that Fupa. You just roll it out like an awning on your trailer.
Who needs a golf umbrella?
can you elucidate?
When is a perfectly good Fupa?
Can you elucidate what a FUPA is for?
No,
for our listeners?
Instigate the readers to go look that up.
Okay, Urban Dictionary, fellas, prepare to be
or ladies
aroused. There are no
who don't
ladies.
Have FUPAs, or if you do,
just a shocking moment of self revelation.
Go talk to a therapist.
Yeah.
Slash dietitian.
So this app, you put in your shoe size. And either American or European, you know, any of those kind of things. And it tells you roughly what your erect penis size should be.
What size shoe do you wear?
I wear a size 12 shoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I wear an 11.
Okay, cool. So now I know where we stand.
Yeah.
Okay. There we are.
I thought you wore a 13.
What's that? It depends on the shoe. It's either a 12 or a 13. The shoes that I'm wearing now, so my Skechers are 12s, whereas my Chucks are 13.
Well, yeah, because they're narrow.
Well, they're very narrow, and my feet are very, quite wide.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your Chucks could be like an 11 triple E.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
They don't make those.
I suppose not.
Anyway,
yeah, no, so basically Chubby Checker saying or the estate of Chubby Checker, I guess he's alive.
I guess so.
The estate of,
I guess, Chubby. He wasn't on the plane with Richie Valens. I remember that.
basically what they're saying,
why,
is
God,
that
why was it the big bopper?
So what they're saying is this 99-cent app that was sold on an OS that went defunct in 2009 has caused $500 million worth of damage to his reputation. What up?
That was a solid tablet.
Oh, the
HP tablet?
Yeah, yeah.
It was solid.
Yeah, it was so solid that after they discontinued it, they had to throw it back into production because people were like searching for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After
you know, as you do.
Yeah.
Do you have a story for me?
Solid product. Where do we want to go?
I don't know.
You want Shock and All?
I want Toby Keith's record, Shock and Y'all.
Oh, you do?
can you gift that to me?
Coming
on
in 2014.
That's an actual record.
Why do you know that?
I don't know.
Shock and y'all. That's weird.
It is, right? I want to make sure it's actually like Toby
Keith. RV backs over a porta pot. Shock and y'all.
Oh, yep, that was Toby Keith.
That's real. Shocking, y'all.
Can I read you the track listing?
If you would.
Okay. I love this bar, for which a chain of restaurants and bars was named.
No way.
Yep. I love this bar. Toby Keith's I Love This Bar. What was that?
I thought that this was a new album.
No. This was released in 2003.
I am behind the times.
You need to get up on your Keith.
A TV Guide teaser called Behind the Times with Toby Keith.
Track two is...
What's Toby Keith been doing in the last 10 years? Find out on Behind the Times.
Track two is Whiskey Girl, American Soldier, If I Was Jesus, Time for Me to Ride, Sweet, Don't Leave, I Think I Love You, Nights I Can't Remember, Friends I'll Never Forget. That's the standout track for me, honestly. A lot of people like American Soldier because it was, you know, it was dedicated to the troops, right? But sure. Nights I Can't Remember, Friends I'll Never Forget. That's the ballad. That's the heart of the album.
What a prank by the Bush administration, though.
What? All of that
scavenger hunt with no fucking payoff? Hey. What are we gonna do for Halloween? I don't know. Let's start at Easter.
Well, it's one of those shitty church scavenger hunts that like where the answer is like, oh, the truth was in your heart all along if you accept Jesus into it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that one. Track nine, Baddest Boots, and track 10, The Critic, which is a tribute to John Lovitz's TV show, The Critic.
On the WB.
That was a good show.
What was that on? Who paid to produce that?
That was Fox.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was Fox.
Oh,
was,
what a shame.
It was Hot on the Hills. They had a crossover with The Simpsons.
What about The Tick?
Oh, The Tick was funny. The Tick was really good.
That was with the guy from Scrubs, right?
No, that was Patrick Warburton, who is better known as Putty. And also, he is also the voice of Brock Sampson. I want to make sure that I'm saying that right. The Tick.
Well, what was the one with the guy from Scrubs, the doctor guy?
Not the intern, the real doctor. The Perry?
Yeah, I've only watched like four seasons. Yes,
you've only watched four seasons.
Seriously, like two and a half seasons. I don't know their names. It's very inconsequential. Yeah. Zach Braff and the broad from Roseanne.
Yeah, right. I don't know what he was in. So the voices of
who was Ant-Man.
I don't know. Yeah, no, okay. So I'm full of shit. The Tick wasn't Patrick Warburton. It was Townsend Coleman.
Which is Perry.
What's that?
That's Perry, right?
Let me look here. Townsend Coleman. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Wayne Gretzky on Pro Stars. Pro Stars, which was the Saturday morning cartoon that featured, I believe, Wayne Gretzky. let's see here. Michael Jordan and Bo Jackson on like a crime-fighting team. It was on after Crash Test Dummies.
Which was an interesting show.
What's that?
That was an interesting show.
Crash Test Dummies?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was based on the toys. It was to sell the toys. Yeah.
It's a good,
you did a good marketing ploy. Thank you, Ronald Reagan, for making that possible.
I think I had a torso, a head, and an arm. The rest of them were lost.
Well, you know. Okay, so Perry Cox. The actor is John C. McGinley. Let's see. Here.
I don't trust him.
What's that?
I don't trust him.
Because of the middle initial?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's see here. Another World. He got a start on a soap opera. That's funny. This is super compelling radio. He didn't do
Cole doing research.
He didn't. I don't think he did any cartoons. Although he
Cole
was
learns the past.
He was one of the Bobs in Office Space.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
You're right. I hope you're right. Wikipedia is right.
He was Bob Slidell.
Bob Slidell. What a character.
Yeah. I don't know. Scrubs is okay. It's like a live action cartoon.
It's good background noise.
Small doses.
Yeah, I don't watch more than one or two episodes at a time before I fall asleep.
Yeah. In the middle of the day. What story were we even talking about?
I don't know. Let's talk about another one.
Okay. So, ever left your car in long-term parking at the airport?
No.
Ever come back to find the license plate switched and you liable for a bunch of crimes because they took a picture of your face and made it into a mask so then when they went through all the cameras and robbed the bank, they would pin it on you?
Am I missing a kidney?
Chris, my magic trick is complete.
Oh. Vamos.
Guess a number.
7.
That's how many stitches you have from the incision. Mind freak. No. Ever come back to find all the cables on your car chewed through by bunnies?
No. I had a rat jump out at me out of the hood of a truck once.
I started my car when a family of cats was born on the engine block. That's not true.
That's odd.
Can you imagine the sound? You really had a rat jump out of a car at your face?
Yeah. I told a raccoon family to stop playing Trivial Pursuit, my engine block.
What?
Yep.
I don't get it.
It's no joke.
Okay.
They didn't think it was funny either.
Well, the one jokester.
It's Christmas Eve.
He says, you know, that's a funny joke. You know what else is a funny joke? And he took one of the little wedges and he's like, I'm eating a piece of pie. And then they defecated all over the place, as raccoons do.
You make me funny.
Do you know what they call raccoons in Germany?
Waschbärs.
No. Because they wash their food and they wash themselves. They're very hygienic.
Waschbärs. Oh, really?
Yes. The washing bear.
If you dig through trash and listen to John Roderick, you'll learn that.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I heard it on a different show. Or maybe I heard it there first and then I don't know. I don't know. We have influences. No. So Denver International Airport, they clear out about 100 rabbits every month. They are lured to the parked cars because of the relative lack of activity there. It's long-term parking. Everything stands still. So they park there. The engines are still warm. They rush up and they live underneath the cars while they're still warm, and they go from car to car. And because the lining of most of these wires, they're all soy based. That, like, it's edible to these rabbits, and they're thinking, oh, that's tasty, and they're just like biting through all of these wires. So the airport says, hey, we're not responsible for this because all of the permits, you know, just like you park at your own risk, et cetera, et cetera. One of the airport shuttle drivers says, I see at least dozens every morning. They go hide under cars and the cars are warm. So do you want to know what they say is like a good way to solve this problem, because the airport won't take any action and officials have to, like, you know, figure this out. So they are trying to put up fencing. They're putting in perches for hawks and eagles, and they're encouraging people who are parking their cars there long term to drop some predator urine around their car, either coyotes or foxes.
I don't know what you know about bird law. If you'd like to engage in debate.
Well, you know what happens if you put, you know, coyote and fox urine in there? You're going to have a bunch of horny coyotes and foxes coming in. Then you have a whole other situation. You have all these fornicating foxes just rolling around. Oh, then you have all these English gentlemen coming in to hunt them. With their pith helmets. Or pith helmets. Yeah, pith helmets.
Governor.
There we go. Pith what?
Pip governor.
Yes, indeed. And then they get bored of that, so they decide to start hunting humans.
And then you have a classic story / movie.
No, well, yeah, but then, you know, the
on Pube Island.
We've relocated the Denver airport to Pube Island.
The most dangerous game.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
Well, there are plenty of things that you can do. You can go to duckv.tv/thosedamnrosskids, and you can find a bunch of links there. There's a link to the iTunes. If you are of that persuasion, you can rate us or review us. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. You can suggest stories and things like that on the Facebook there, and we will engage with you in that regard. It is really neat when that happens. Telling friends, blah, blah, blah. What I would like, if you've been listening for a while and you have ideas for things like merchandise or, little rewards for, tribute and things like that, let us know. We're trying to roll that out across the network, and, we need something special to do for you all. We would like to hear what is in demand. what?
Bombs and you all.
Bomb and you all. So, what am I thinking of here? Anyway, if you would like to support the network monetarily, there is duckfeed.tv/tipjar. You're going to be buying stuff off of Amazon anyway, right? You might as well do it through there because we get a little kickback from it and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Most of all, you can tell friends because that is the way that we continue to grow. Chris, did I miss anything?
I think you got it.
Cool. Good night.
Night.